I presume that all of us here tonight so familiar with this gospel story. Story of the two brothers and a good father. They have different characters and behavior and attitude. Totally contrast between three of them. The younger son has a dissatisfaction in his soul, a longing for something, and so he tried to satisfy it by going away and living a mess life. The father in this story did not go in search for the younger son, but he longs for his son. When the younger son experienced of the famine, first of all he remembered was the goodness of his father. Come up to his mind that my father has everything in his house. Now I have to wake up and come back to him. That was the first thought of his younger son. He has to make the decision himself to come back to God. I will arise and go to my father. That is a decision we all have to make, to leave our sinful behavior and come back to the Father's house. If we follow the false happiness offered by the world, we will have famine, I'm sure, and we will end up with the pigs, like in this gospel story, a depiction of miserable life if we cut off from the life of God. It's a very clear story. But the elder son, despite the fact that he was with his father all those years, was shocked when his father made a party to his younger brother. He still didn't know or to understand his father's heart. And I think it may be the servants understand better than him, because the servants go and take the cow and kill it and prepare everything. But the older son didn't understand. The elder son never felt accepted. He never felt appreciated and loved by his father. That was the biggest problem of the older son. So his resentment towards his younger brother was really pointing to the deeper wound that he didn't feel loved by his father, even though he stayed along with his father, but never feel that he was loved by his father. The older son has no real relationship with his father. He was so distant. For years he has done the right things, but with the wrong attitude, with the wrong reason. That's why when his youngest brother came, then he said to his father, "These many years I have served you." The elder son didn't recognize his brother as his brother because of what? The resentment in his heart. He couldn't recognize that was his brother. The elder son, we can call him the prodigal son who stayed at home. The younger son also lost, and he is also lost, but he actually really lost at his father's house because he can't really understand the mercy, the love of the father. So this parable, now we can shift it to another person in this parable, the father. But I think many of us, we might like the youngest son and the eldest son. Some part of us really accepting the forgiveness of God. But some part of our soul didn't really accept because we lived in guilty. Many of us suffer and can't really experience the mercy of God because they labor in guilty. If we can summarize the whole meaning of the gospel, the whole meaning of Christianity, we can summarize in only five alphabets, only one word. What is that? Anyone have a clue? Mercy. Mercy is the foundation of who we are as Christian. Mercy is the foundation of who God is. Mercy. Yes, the Father is rich in mercy. He accepted and loved all of us despite of our failures and difficulties and sins. He loved us without limit. He forgave us without condition. So therefore, all of us, you and I, are welcome to the Father's house because we have to rejoice. God tonight offers himself to us so that we can experience his mercy in the deeper way in the celebration of the Eucharist. We are all redeemed sinners. Therefore, in Catholic Church, in our community, we don't have two different groups. The left side here is the saint, and the right one is the sinner. We don't have that one. All of us are sinners. You and I are lost, but we're grateful because we have been found by Christ. That's the meaning of God's mercy. All of us lost, but we have been found by him. That because of his mercy. He gave everything to us. Nothing left in heaven. Everything. And the greatest one is his own son, died on the cross for you and for me. Yes, but we all fall into sin, says St. Paul. But the Father raised us up into the height so that we have the place in heaven in Jesus Christ. Therefore, do not boast in your holiness because it has been given to you. It is a gift. You know, sometimes we exercise our spiritual gift and we think we come really close to God. We start thinking, oh, I'm really close and I'm great. And we come again like the older brother, lost in his father's house. That's why in Catholic Church, in this community, all of us is lost. But we have been found by Christ himself. We are forgiven by Christ. We are redeemed by his blood. We are loved by the Father. We are wanted by him. It is a gift that we don't deserve. I think if we understand this, that we will live in eternal gratitude of his mercy. If I know that I am loved by God, that I am wanted by him all the time, I'm not living under guilty. Because I know who I am in God. The mercy of God can transform our sinful behavior. But first of all, we have to make the decision like the youngest son. Remember the goodness of his father. So we are the recipient of love. We are the recipient of his mercy. That nothing that we deserve, because this is a free gift from God to us. In the gospel, if we really read in the whole gospel, so we can really capture the mercy of God. Look in the story of the sheep. is lost, and the shepherd tried to find it. And in the prodigal son, the reading he just heard, the father, when he come back, make his decision. Even the father didn't try to find him and search him, but the father really longed for him. The father knew something missing in his heart. And he longed for this young brother, the youngest son. And he's waiting, waiting for years. When he come back, you see what he said to his father. Father, I'm not worthy to be called your son. He hasn't finished the sentence. And the father just tell the servant, prepare everything for my son to celebrate the goodness of his father. So the father embraced him, welcomed him, make a big celebration, because the father rejoiced because he found the lost son. But at the end, two of his son lost. One is really come close to him, living with him, but never experienced the real love of the father. Therefore, all of us here tonight, none of us should ever live in guilt. For those who live in Jesus Christ, we should not live in condemnation. This is the real mercy of the Father. You know why the youngest son, before he go to his father, went back to his father, and he had planned, no, when I arrive there, I should tell to my father, I'm not worthy. Father, call me, I'm your servant. That's the example of live under guilt. Many forms of guilty life you might experience, I might experience too. Sometimes we feel, that's impossible. God can forgive my sins. I'm a big sinner. My life was messed up. I live, if we can put real like in the same like in the gospel today, live like with the pig. It's just too messy. And we just can't comprehend, how come my life is so messy, then God can forgive my sins? That's impossible. That's that example that we labor under guilt. But God the Father really rich in mercy. He welcomed each one of us to himself. He welcomed each one of us to celebrate the goodness of his mercy. Live in guilt sometimes really rapture our soul. That because we think God can't forgive our sins, I'm not loved by God, always feeling less and less and less. We have to remember the anchor of who we are is that we are redeemed by Christ. That's something that you and I don't deserve. But in his goodness, God gave everything to each one of us. Jesus poured his love for us on the cross. Only one drop of his blood, we have salvation. That's the meaning, real meaning of the mercy of God. So each time we come to celebrate the Eucharist, again, we experience the mercy of God. We might have feeling guilty in past life. The horrible things that we think God couldn't forgive. Then it is a time for us to surrender our sinful behavior. To surrender everything to him. Because through the transformation of the Eucharist, we all become new person in Christ. So let us rejoice. We rejoice because we experience the mercy of God in the deeper way. We know that we are loved by him, that we are redeemed by the Son. That's something that we don't deserve. Let us rejoice Because this is the party that God wants us to celebrate, to experience. Because not only the fattened calf, but this is the flesh and the blood of his son. This is a real party that we should rejoice, because God is rich in mercy. Let us offer everything to him tonight and ask him to transform our sinful pattern of behavior and thought and everything. Surrender to him, because Jesus can transform us. Only him can do. Only him can do. The world can't do. They only offer us a false happiness. And many of us are lost because we don't know who we are in Christ. So tonight, again, offer up ourselves to him. Surrender everything to him, because the Father is rich in mercy. Amen.